You know, it's great seeing you again. It really is. You haven't changed. I mean, yes, you're a little older, but you're still cute. What's wrong with being cute? I love that you're cute. I did. High school sweethearts. So good to see you. Although it's a little weird. Not bad weird, just, weird. Because what are the chances? What are the chances that we would literally run into each other? It's just so unlikely. Just so very, very unlikely. A Christmas miracle. No, it's definitely not that. This is unfair. This. You're unfair. Because you're you. And, you're gorgeous. You're sweet. You're funny. What did you do? No, not what do you do? What did you do? What did you do to make someone want to kill you? I'm not joking. What did you do? Yes, this is a gun. It's not a joke. I'm here to kill you. Sorry, your face, it's just a little funny. Obviously, not for you. This is probably, well, at least kind of awkward. Maybe awkward's not the right word. But you did something. You did something, and now someone wants you dead. And I'm here to kill you. But I'm curious because high school sweethearts, you are lovely. You're sweet. You're funny. You haven't changed. You really, really haven't changed at all. Yes, I have changed. I have really, really changed. But you. Why would anyone want you dead? I mean, the only reason I would want you dead is if you cheated on me. But you're not the kind. Are you? I do believe you. I know when you're lying. I always did. Remember how it used to really annoy you? So, you might be wondering about all this. The whole assassin thing. Don't blame you. Out of all the people in high school, I definitely would have been voted least likely to become an international assassin. If that was an actual category. But here we are. So, how did your high school sweetheart become an assassin? Well, I did really well at university. Really well. I excelled. And when you do that, people notice. And sometimes the people who notice not very nice people. But they do have a whole lot of money. No, I'm not just doing it for the money. Well, not completely. You don't believe me? Darling, I was always a very good student. You know I'm lying. Of course you do. How did I become an assassin? Accidentally. This was never what I intended to do. But I was a handler for one of those agencies that has an acronym that no one actually knows. I used to watch people in the field. And they were stupid. Just so stupid. But I wasn't much better because I got involved. And you know me, when I'm in love, I. Yeah. There was a mission. It went badly, and I decided to get revenge. Like something out of a very, very bad film. It was awful. I had no idea what I was doing, but was smart. And people noticed. And they asked me if I wanted more revenge. And I did. And then don't know. I got numb. I just got used to it. I went independent. And then I saw your name. And I wasn't so numb. I wasn't so used to it. Because I have only loved two people in my life. One's dead, and one's sitting in front of me, awkwardly. What did you do? What did you do to make someone want to kill you? You know, I never ask that. I never, ever ask why. Because I don't care. But I care about you. You see, when I said love, it wasn't a mistake. I love you. I know that's hard to believe when I have a gun on you. You know when I'm lying? I love you. And I'm not going to kill you. That doesn't mean that you're safe. If anything, it means that you're fucked. You are completely and utterly fucked, and so am I. Do you know how much money there is in your head? A lot. Because I'm one of the best. One of the best. I'm still humble. Okay, I'm not humble. I'm not the best because there are things I won't do, lines I won't cross. But I'm still awfully good at what I do. And that's why I'm here. Because your name went out to the best. And that is really, really bad. Oh, we are so very fucked. And they'll be coming soon. You see, darling. Yes, apparently I'm going to call you darling. You were meant to be dead an hour ago. I meant to be long gone. And yet here I am. Here you are. And you're still breathing. They'll be coming awfully soon. And when they do, I'm going to stop them. That would probably be more reassuring if I wasn't holding a gun on you. Here, take it. Of course, it's not loaded. You're so cute. Darling, I was never going to give you a loaded gun. You might have shot me. But it wasn't loaded, so... Look. I know you don't believe me. I know you think I'm probably crazy. Sexy and crazy. Hopefully. Maybe and yes. I am hoping that the two of us can. I get it. I do. But, darling, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you, and there are people coming to kill you. That's a tense, high-pressure situation right there. And that is perfect for rekindling old flames. What? I'm a romantic. I've always been a romantic. I used to think it was sweet. Ah. Yeah, you do have a point there. That was before I held a gun on you. An unloaded gun. So, there's no way that I can make you believe me. I mean, you know I'm not lying, but you do think I'm crazy and sexy. I saw you look at my ass. But you will. What happens now? Well, now you go home. And when someone tries to kill you, I'll be there to save you. And then you'll believe me. And, well, I haven't actually planned beyond that. Darling, I am a highly skilled assassin. But darling, I don't want to kill you. I want to save you. And that... it's a new experience for me. So, I'll see you later, and I'll come up with a plan. Other than tight jeans. Because you still like my ass. No, keep the gun. There's ammunition under your bed. And behind the clock in the front room. And behind the kettle. And in the bathroom. Of course, I've been in your apartment. Well, that was rude. But I'm willing to let it go. I mean, there are assassins after you after all. Oh, you're so, so